Thanks for tuning into the first of 6 episodes based on my short story, A Zombie Christmas. 3 men, 1 solid plan to bring joy to children during a zombie apocalypse. A risky plan that could end their lives, but they are willing to sacrifice them in order to save Christmas for the children. That is a synopsis for what is and has been my most popular story that I've released as a self-published author. It has an average rating of 4 out of 5 stars and over 40 reviews, and it is available wherever you get your ebooks from, and it can be found in both Nightlight Tales Collections and the Mike Beam Chronicles. Episode 1, December the 21st. Mike Beam lowered his rifle, put his right eye on the scope, and closed his left eye. The zombie he was about to shoot was an ugly sucker. From what Mike could tell, this zombie used to be a man, around 5'5" or 6", maybe 7". Hell, he couldn't tell the exact height from just a tiny scope. Its suit was disheveled, full of dirt and blood. It looked fresh, a recent feast, perhaps, and half of its face was gone. This zombie was currently investigating Mike's Santa Claus and reindeer display. The zombie was studying it like he knew what it was, or remembered what it was. "Don't pick up Rudolph, don't," Mike replied to himself. The zombie leaned over and picked up Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. That did it. You see, the biggest problem was this. When you messed with Rudolph, you screwed up the whole display. All the reindeer were attached by string, and that string led into the hands of Santa, who was glued by his butt to the sleigh he was sitting in. When the zombie picked up Rudolph, the rest of the display just went into disarray. Mike didn't want to shoot the zombie just yet, because if he fell forward, then it would crush the display altogether. Mike waited until the zombie was trying to walk off with Rudolph, shambling off, munching on the plastic reindeer, and the display dragging behind him. Perfect headshot. Display still safe. Mike was on the balcony of the house when he made the kill, so he took the rope ladder and dropped it over the side. He put the rifle down and grabbed a couple of pistols nearby. He checked their chambers, full, locked, and loaded. He put the guns in their holsters and climbed down to the ground. Mike walked across the lawn, eyes back and forth, looking for zombies. He stopped, got down on one knee, took out a pistol, and aimed this pistol with the light reflecting off the metal. There was another perfect headshot. The zombie hit the pavement, and he didn't move. The noise from the gun had stirred up more of them, so Mike had to get his display, fix it, and then get back. Mike grabbed Rudolph out of the dead zombie's hands and put the display back in order. He quickly made his way back to the house, where nothing was stirring, not even a mouse. He shot a few zombies with his pistol as he ran across the yard, climbed back up the rope ladder, and found his place on the balcony. He turned on his boombox. Perry Como flooded the air with Christmas cheer. The zombies were getting restless, so Mike decided it was time to even out the herd. It was pretty easy shooting. He stopped his rampage when something white hit his nose. He looked up into the sky as flakes of snow began to fall. It was the first snowfall of the year. December the 22nd. Mike was sitting in his living room reading a Stephen King novel when he heard someone knock on the door. He grabbed his gun and walked over to answer it. Mike stood about 5'8", not too pudgy, not too lean. He was a runner before the world turned to chaos, a bricklayer as his trade. He had brown eyes, a shaggy beard, and graying hair that needed to be cut. To be 40 years old, though, he was still looking great, could pass for a 30-year-old most days. He had learned a lot about hunting before this happened, and had become a great shot because of it. Mike leaned down and looked out the peephole as a zombie shambled down off the porch. There were 4 of them out there, all zombied up, rotting, bloody, fresh from death. And they were all dressed like carolers and holding caroling books. One had his book upside down, 2 of them had theirs sideways, and the smart one, the one who knocked, had his right side up. Mike didn't put up anything with lights in it or on it There were no lights around the house. He had muted decorations so they wouldn't attract attention. He didn't know why or how the carolers had found him, but they did. Mike began to smile as the zombies grunted out jingle bells and moved on to Silent Night. He didn't know if he should shoot them or let them be. He stood there a moment and thought about it, listening to the comical tune coming from the mouths of those zombies. He went over to the window and looked out onto the lawn. Their singing was attracting other zombies, so he knew he had to take them out. Funny as it was, he had to do it. He put on his cold weather gear and ventured back upstairs. He walked into the master bedroom and walked over to the balcony doors. He stepped outside and into the cold gray light of dusk. Mike checked his lawn decorations to see if they were unharmed. His Santa Claus and reindeer display, with the Rudolph leading the team, the cross on the front lawn, the elves in Santa's workshop, the nativity scene, and various candy canes he had spread throughout the yard, were all still safe. Now, most people would ask, why? Why worry about lawn decorations when the rest of the world was suffering through a zombie apocalypse? It made Mike feel good inside, and he hoped that whoever saw it would feel a bit of that joy as well. That is why he did it. It might be a zombie-filled world, but he still hoped a lawn full of Christmas decorations would bring some kind of cheer to this dreary holiday season. It was the first Christmas since the zombie invasion. It was the first Christmas without his family. It was the least he could do. Mike looked down at the four caroling zombies as they went into a rendition of Frosty the Snowman, the year's first snow only a couple of inches underneath their feet. The group, of course, was led by that one smart zombie. He was leading them and pointing to their books, even though none of them turned a single page. He was the one that started grunting out the tune to Frosty, just like the songs before, and the other zombies just sort of harmonized with his lead. Mike aimed his gun at the leader, but had to stop because he couldn't aim. His smile had turned into full-fledged laughter. He let the laughter pass, wiped the tears from his eyes, calmed himself, focused, and then started shooting. By the time he was finished, 15 zombies lay littered across the lawn and bleeding red into the snow, the four carolers included. He went back inside, but didn't fill up to the cleanup just yet. He turned on the Christmas tree and watched the white and colored lights dance a blinking, happy tune across the walls and ceilings of his room. He stoked the fire with more wood, turned on Christmas music, sat back in his chair, and closed his eyes. The last image he saw, which was on purpose, mind you, was of the picture on his mantle. Smiles frozen forever, Christmas outfits never to be worn again. Next episode, the story continues, and if you need to reach me, zombiebeach3@gmail.com is the place to do it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.